Hey, Coach,
you're good against LSU. Yeah, you like those tires.
Hey, be glad that you left Arkansas, Coach, as a head coach before a guy named Tiger Bait, a devout LSU fan, started calling the sports talk shows. He's mean to everybody. But stop me if you've heard this before. Things didn't quite go like you hoped on Saturday, and a lot of people are calling sports talk radio shows on Monday. Ever heard of this phenomenon before?
No, I tell you what, it's a sick feeling, you know, where you know that you had the game, mm-hmm. Matt, and you know that feeling. It hurts. I know everybody's hurting, but you know you can multiply that times 99 for coaches and players. You know, it's tough because it was right there, yeah. And just got to learn from it. I know it's tough. It's tough words, but Sunday's a tough day. Monday's tough. Hey, but you know what? Got to put it behind you now because we're jumping in the SEC.
Mm-hmm. Man, I want to put some pads on, Coach.
Matt, you look good.
I want to hear the recruiting story coming up here in a minute, but talk to me about a coach's situation because you've been in a lot of different situations where you've had quarterbacks you really trust and you've had quarterbacks that you know are trying to find their way a little bit. That's the situation Arkansas found itself in this weekend. I thought they did a pretty good job of coming up with some creative ways to try to put points on the board. What do you do when you're going into a hostile environment with a quarterback that hadn't really been in that situation? How do you try to manipulate your game plan to make things work?
Well, just what they did. I really thought they gave some things to the quarterback for him to execute. Of course, when you got an Alex Collins, you got Jonathan Williams, you know, you got to rely on those guys. And then you're looking for a player, too. You know, I thought the halfback pass and all those things were good, creative, and like you mentioned. And you got to keep doing those things. The thing that's going to happen now in the SEC is they're going to take away your best play. And so they're going to overpopulate the line of scrimmage and force you to say, hey, look, let's see you beat us with your arm and prove it. And so that's the game you'll get into. And there's of course, great minds. And Arkansas's got some great minds as well. And they're going to try to put these guys in a position to win.
You're a guy that won a lot of games by playing good defense and running the ball very effectively and mixing in enough pass to get the job done. In this environment now, with Saban at Alabama and with what Coach Miles has done at LSU, and now you got A&M to worry about as well. Do you feel like they can win with that style of football? Because that was the big question when he came in. Can you win on enough recruits to win those kinds of games against, you know, teams that are trying to do a similar thing?
You know, we always thought we could. Now, here's the thing now. We had an Anthony Lucas or Marcus Monk. You got to have a weapon out there, you know, because, like I mentioned, they're going to make you play left-handed. They're going to try to take away Darren McFadden or Felix Jones or Alex Collins. So you just can't be hard-headed and say, okay, we're just going to run through a brick wall every time. You can't do that in this league. So you got to have some playmakers, and you got to have some difference makers out there out wide. You know, again, I think you can do it. You look at Alabama style, you know, they hadn't gone up tempo yet, but what do they have? They got unbelievable physical linemen. Of course, last year's offensive line was much, much better. They lose three or four, the NFL, but they're getting better. They believe in what they do. And so this is what Brett will do. He believes in the run, believes in being physical, but it comes back to what you said earlier. You better play great defense. You better play great special teams, and you can't give away the ball. You just cannot turn the ball over in this league at all. You can't give away gifts.
Yeah, Houston not joining us here. He's going to speak to the Little Rock Touchdown Club coming up. Matt Harris, Phil Elson, who has been taking it all in and listening to these rabid Razorback fans. And, hey, there's the good and the bad. You know, on Monday after a win, man, they're the best in the world. And on a day like today, everybody questions everything, but that's all part of it. Coach, we've seen some very effective dual-threat quarterbacks, and you've coached – different styles. You had, you know, a Sterner, a Matt Jones. I mean, guys who have done it both ways. If you were coaching today, is there a guy that would you rather have a great pro-style guy or would you rather have a great dual-threat guy in today's environment?
I'll take Johnny Manziel. He's fun to watch. You know, I love Clint Sterner, Mike Cherry. They were great quarterbacks for me. They played the traditional play action, hand it off, drop back, hit your fifth step, and they could throw it on a line. I love Matt Jones. Matt Jones was doing read option way before a lot of people. Matt Jones could overcome coaching. And what I mean by that, if the left tackle missed his block, that's okay because he could escape. He could extend the play, and he could throw the ball from different launching points. And he could run 76 yards, you know, in 4.3 seconds. I mean, this guy's phenomenal. So I love them all. But today's world, give me a guy that can extend plays because they're so fast. I think Matt will tell you, the speed of the game off the edges, the more I watch football, you see Oregon, you see up-tempo, you see these guys. I tell you what, you got to have a guy that can help you. And a guy that can extend the play. To me, Johnny Manziel is the master of just you break down, I'm going to make something happen, you know. And his eyes are downfield, and he's fun to watch. You know, yeah. Matt Jones had that, where where he could be sprinting out and somebody's chasing him and he could make that throw down the field because the DB says, well, I better come up and tackle this guy. Yeah. And it puts the DB in such a bad
position. It's the worst.
Yeah. So, to me, they're fun.
Guys.
That's right.
You got with Johnny Manziel and Matt Jones, and they break the pocket. They extend the play for 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. You can't cover a wideout in this league for more than 4 seconds. Their defense is built around timing. That you plan that defensive end to get there in 1, 2, 3, 5-step drop. You better have some pressure now, or you give enough quarterback enough time, he's going to pick the defense apart. I don't care if it's Saban's defense or anyone. Look
That's
at
right.
what Manziel did against him.
Mm. Coach, I don't know what the setup is where you are on the weekends, but I'm assuming you got multiple TVs running
yes.
at one time. What are you taking away? As a coach, obviously you watch it a little differently than we do, but being able to see all these different programs in action on a weekend, mm-hmm. what kinds of things? Maybe you've learned some things. You know, to sit yeah. back and kind of take it in.
That's a great question. You know, the last 2 years, I get to go to New York, and I get to watch 14 games. And it's hard to watch 14, but you can zero in on two or three. And then what you're seeing is it's up-tempo, it's fast break, it's guys with athleticism, and you don't see is the tackling, you know, to look at Nebraska or look at Texas, you know, the black shirts aren't black shirts anymore.
No.
But what happens is what I've seen is when they spread the field, when you're from sideline to sideline, when I go around to spring ball, two-a-days, for example, I went to USC, went to Oregon, went to different places, you know, they don't tackle to the ground as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. used to be the,
oh,
where they
absolutely.
Used to be a lot of scrimmages. Well, you can't mm-hmm. do that, and especially Lane Kiffin had 67 guys on scholarship. And so they're throwing the ball out to Marquise Lee. Well, that corner doesn't get to practice tackling a guy in space.
Yeah, a tap's not the same as a thud.
Exactly.
Breaking him down.
Exactly. Get the guy on the ground. So,
right.
to me, that's the biggest thing that's different. You know, these guys, Baylor, Art Briles, what a job this guy's doing.
Wow.
This guy can score 11 seconds, 15 seconds, mm-hmm. 20 seconds. And it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. RG3 was there. You think, well, they're going to go down.
Right.
No. No. Bryce Petty's now. I mean, he's there. You know, C. Strunk and all these guys. So, it's fun to watch. It's just you're just seeing the offense is a little ahead, you know.
You are. Did I hear you're in New Mexico now?
I am.
Okay. So I think the story I heard you tell somebody was that after dragging your wife all over this nation, you let her decide where to go. How did you guys settle on New
Mexico? It was actually the opposite. Diana said that I followed you for 30 years,
right.
and I never picked a place from Murray, Kentucky, to Boise, to Arkansas, wherever. So let me pick one place. I said, okay, as long as we rent, Diana, we're good. And so her and her mom, before her mom passed, went to Santa Fe. And, you know, when she told me Santa Fe, New Mexico, I'm saying, what? Well, what are we doing? But I'm going to tell you, it's one of the most beautiful places. The mountains are just majestic. Mm-hmm. It's you wake up, it's like this day today, every day. It's 59 degrees when you wake up. And now I hadn't been there in the winter time. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, right now in the spring, I get to spend a lot of time with Bob Davey. And I'm 45 mm-hmm. minutes from him, University of Mexico.
Yeah.
And so I tell you, it's been nice. It's been really good.
That's good.
Yeah. A lot less insects up in that sort
hey,
of
Hey, you know what? That's a great point. No ticks. No mosquitoes. Coming from Oxford, Mississippi, I'm going to tell you, the summers now, the heat index, 115 with a mosquito big as a, you know.
A hummingbird.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And nice thin air to breathe in the morning.
It is.
It's beautiful.
It is. It is gorgeous.
Good choice.
We were commenting on a couple of your former coaches who are now in Memphis. They had a big win over the weekend.
It's
and
huge.
I know they're trying to rebuild a program that was, you know, it's, look, they've fallen off. They struggled the last few years, but that was a big win for them.
That was a huge win. Huge win. I don't think anybody expected it. Mm-hmm. That was a huge win, and that's a good stepping stone for them. James Shebus and Chris Vaughn,
of course,
the guys you're talking about. I know they're real happy today.
Yeah, we talk a lot about coaching trees. You able to stay in touch with a lot of your guys?
I do, man. I tell you what's interesting is I was telling Danny last night, there's 44 guys from the Murray State area, 44 guys in that block in that four-year period that are coaches now.
Well, that's very cool.
And there's about six of them that are head coaches, so either whether it be junior high school, junior college, or Division II, 1AA. And just real proud of them. And I don't even know how many there are from the Arkansas era. But that is cool, and I keep up with them.
Well, we just heard a coaching breakdown from Matt Harris. So whatever you gave him when you were there, it obviously worked out well.
He's smart, though.
What's a great situation for you? Is there a place that you think, gee, if I was going to get back in, this is what I'm looking for? What kinds of things, now that you've had a little time to think about it, that you would have to have in place?
You know, it's hard to say. I miss that locker room. You miss that the two-a-day time. You miss that relationship. That's what you miss, and that's be one of the things I talk about today. You know, that's the biggest thing. But
Matt, do you miss the two-a-day time? Okay. The players never miss that,
coach. Don't miss that. But building the team, and really you don't have that many two-a-days anymore. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty nice, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
It's a hard question. You just don't know. You know, it's got to be the right
fit. You see whatever it is, they come and say, well, that's worse or
that's
doesn't.
Right. That's right.
But you're enjoying what you're doing now?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's the next best thing to be doing. Watch ball. Watch a lot of ball. Different people doing different things. Go around to camps and stuff.
Yeah. You know? Who's all on that show? I saw Randy Cross. Who else is on
that
show?
Bruce Feldman is every third week. Brian Jones from Texas. He's real loud. He's a guy that's really funny, but he brings a perspective from the player side that's good. And then Adam Archuleta.
Yeah.
Adam's really good. He does play-by-play as well. So they rotate those guys in. And then the other guy is there's one more guy. We got Randy Cross, Bruce Feldman, Adam Archuleta, Christian Farrier from Colorado, University of Colorado. Yeah. He does a really nice job.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
A lot of homework, isn't it?
I tell you what, that's the one thing I've learned. I thought you could show up, you know, not so fast. You better go do some homework, especially when you're out of the SEC. I know the SEC is pretty good, but you go ACC, Big Ten, and some of the smaller games we do, you gotta do some study time.
Yeah. Well, Coach, good seeing you. Hey, looking forward to visiting with you
or hearing you
visit with the Touchdown Club today.
Appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Houston Nutt. And it looks like we're up against it. Let me squeeze these calls in, though. I appreciate everybody being patient. Needed to give Coach some time, but I wanted to hear your recruiting.